Welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, and with me is Phil Conlon. Oh, I had to cough. Sorry about that. Phil Conlon, Classical Underground, Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. How you doing, Phil?
Yes, good afternoon, Phil. Glad to be here.
We have some, I want to make sure, at this top I announce that we're following, of course, this issue of the controversy over the Western China, the Uyghur Autonomous Area. And there's been some really important work been done, and there's good conferences being organized to inform people. And there is one that I'm going to call listeners' attention to, and that is coming up this Friday. Just a second, I will tell you exactly. Yes, it's the title of it, of the Zoom conference or the reports, is China, the West, and the Uyghurs. It's a panel discussion featuring Madam Liu Xu, Consul General, the People's Republic of China, Calgary, Professor Radhika Desai of Manitoba University, Max Blumenthal of Gray Zone. They've done tremendous work, Gray Zone. Although I would tell the editor of their meeting that it's spelled with an E. And the other speaker is Omar Latif, who was a guest on the Taylor Report not long ago. And he has, of course, done something we urge everybody to do, visit Shenyang. And this is going to be on Friday, March the 19th at 8 p.m. And you can find this meeting if you go to, give you the exact spot, HCSW. Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, hcsw.ca, and get the particulars. It strikes me as a rather remarkable conference, and I congratulate the sponsors of that. Again, you're listening to the Taylor Report, and with me is Phil Conlon. Phil, I don't know if you're aware of the news about having to do with Paul Rusesabagina.
Yes, they said he wasn't abducted, so he can be put on trial. That's the short of it. Right.
Man who found himself in Rwanda and said he had no intention of going there, and was duped and kidnapped and taken to Rwanda. And we've talked about him on the show. I urge people go to... there are many sites dealing with Paul's condition, but C. Kanimba is one of the places, a Twitter account of Paul's daughter, C. Kanimba, to be up to date and informed. We think it's very important. He was our guest on the show. I personally have known Paul Rusesabagina since about 1997. And he was featured, his life was featured in the movie Hotel Rwanda. The actor was Don Cheadle. And there are hundreds of people who have been disappeared, thrown into prison, others killed by the current government of Rwanda. Unfortunately, they were not so well known. And Paul, in that sense, is representative of other victims, because now we're seeing in broad daylight how the government of Paul Kagame of Rwanda conducts itself. But also, we see a suspicious alliance of powers in that Paul Rusesabagina is a Belgian citizen. When he arrived in Belgium, he was recognized as a legitimate refugee from a government that might harm him. And he had status and he became a citizen. Belgium has not acted in the way that it would were he a European Belgian. So this is a phenomenon we see throughout the old colonial world, that as they claim they recognize other countries and they recognize sovereignty, and they also enjoys the full rights of everyone else, if they're a citizen. In the case of Paul versus Sabagina, you don't get that impression. The correct position for Belgium to have taken would have been to say, you Rwanda have in your custody a Belgian citizen who was not legally brought to Rwanda. Therefore, he should be released and returned to Belgium. And if you, Rwanda, want to argue that he is a criminal and ought to face charges, then you bring those charges to Belgium. A proper process, legal process, goes on, and then you can, if you win, we would agree to remove him to Rwanda. By the way, Belgium has done that in other cases. That is, there were people living in Belgium who have been removed to Rwanda. But the government of Rwanda chose to kidnap, which is a fundamental matter. This is clearly an issue that really needs to be identified, because as an outstanding question on a matter of international law, that is that states should not, are not allowed to seize people in other states and forcibly remove them. They're also not allowed to, they're not allowed to take someone against their wishes without going through a due process. And unfortunately, the American government has sort of broken all the rules. And one of the reasons people like General Kagame do this is because that their big friend is famous for doing it and laughing in the face of the world. But anyway, the news today, Phil, is actually, it's pretty dramatic. And I want our listeners to know, Paul Roussa Sabagina appeared in court Friday the 12th. And he went to, in his own defense, he stood up and joined his lawyer at a podium. And he said, I'm not going to continue with this process. It's been shown now very clearly that I am not going to get a fair trial from this court. And therefore, I will not attend court. He said he will not be from this moment forward, he's not going to participate in the trial. That's a very dramatic step. And I hope everyone is following it, and who would like to see the protection of all of our rights, particularly that of not to be illegally to be kidnapped and removed from one country to another, need to stand up now and need to be aware and need to follow closely what is happening to Paul Sabagina. He certainly has taken the right step, because if he goes down, were to continue down the road, he would actually be in that problem of seeming to give credibility to a court that has denied him a fundamental right. And I think that's very, laudable. I think it's courageous. But it takes international awareness and attention to, if he's to succeed with this. Paul, because he was recognized as having stood up in a dangerous situation when he was the manager of the Mille Collines Hotel. He had 1,200 guests in his hotel. None of those guests was harmed, despite the fact that there was war and mayhem in the city of Kigali. And he did his duty And he's showing a similar fortitude at the moment in the step that he's taken. Now, on the matter of how Paul is regarded, and I mentioned at the beginning, there's a problem in that those in the United States, they have a there's an interesting political issue. In fact, all administrations going to the elder George Bush the senior were quiet allies, not so quiet sometimes, of the Rwandan Patriotic Front, led by General Kagame. General Kagame, for matter of record, did receive training in the United States. Often, it's no longer mentioned as to how much weight to give to that, it is simply a fact. And by the way, when he was being trained in the United States, he was a general in the Ugandan army. He wasn't trained as a Rwandan. He was trained as a Ugandan general. He was a chief of intelligence under Museveni. One of the rougher characters in running that government. And so there are people, the opinion makers and the key individuals who shape American policy and sell it to the people through CNN, the New York Times, Washington Post. And National Public Radio, several of them were friends and supporters of Paul Rusesabagina. And one of them, most notable, is Philip Gurevich, who wrote a famous, it's famous here, book in English about Rwanda. And he is the individual who first wrote about Paul and his heroics. And that story, the way he told it, I think he is now not helping. He has put a lot of distance between himself and Paul Rusesabagina. And there's a similar writer, a man named Hamm at the New York Times, who also at one time was a supporter or wrote sympathetically about and I should say with respect towards Paul Rusesabagina. But they've obviously decided that they're going to continue with the State Department line, which is this is a major ally. This is really an ally. I don't care how much they camouflage it by saying, well, we issue human rights reports and we say critical things. This guy, this leader of Rwanda is a trusted close friend of the U.S. And he was, after all, their hammer that invaded Congo. First, it was when it was called Zaire, and then he invaded it later. Helped to install Kabila in power in Congo, removing Mobutu, who the U.S. had found was no longer reliable, and they thought he had become more of a problem than help. And that was the role the U.S. Made. They promoted those invasions and those wars, and which had horrific consequences. Hundreds of thousands, I probably should say millions, although I'm leery of people who know these numbers, but there's absolutely no question that people were massacred. Civilians were massacred. Congolese civilians. Rwandans who were refugees were massacred. By the way, Philip Gurevich, for some reason, is thought of as a liberal and humanitarian. He's no such thing. He advocated attacking UN camps where refugees were living from the 1994 war and genocide, civilian massacres, whatever your terminology. they had crossed the border, and millions, more than millions, had crossed and were living in refugee camps. And the RPF did not like it. Paul Kagame did not like it. So he directed his army to attack those camps. They were flying UN and Red Cross flags. That did not protect them. That didn't protect them. They were attacked. And Gurevich is that kind of writer. He actually is cold-blooded. He's involved now in a controversy with others, people who write in English language writers. And by the way, they're far from being the most important. They just happen to be the only ones any of us can read because we're almost all only English speakers. But Gurevich is one of those who says, look, you want to have a strong man. You need a strong man. He's the only strong man. So don't whine about it. Let him have his way. And then he, Gurevich, says, I'm an authority about it. I'm an expert. I made two or three visits. I know Kagame personally. Therefore, it's okay to attack refugee camps. That's basically his reasoning. Very important detail I want listeners of Taylor Report to know, because I know that many listen to our programs because of our many guests and research into the subject of what happened in Rwanda 1994. Philip Gurevich was listed as an expert witness. The only time he could have come and shown the world that he was more than an author, that he actually knew what he was talking about, he was listed by the prosecution as an expert witness. And they were going to bring him, and certainly all the Hollywood crowd and the Western media types would have been there to see Philip Gurevich. He didn't come. He did not show up. And it was at a trial of a Seventh-day Adventist pastor whom he had played a big role in getting attention toward and getting him denounced and getting him demonized and transferred to the tribunal where eventually he was convicted. It was thought that he had written all the definitive things in English about Pastor Teki Rutumana. So why didn't he show up? He probably has some quibbling reasons, but I would say, if you want to say you want people to claim you know all about this stuff, why didn't you show up when you were the witness? You know, they only call a couple of experts, usually in a trial. They say, well, somebody's going to have to come and give us the sort of the big picture. That's what an expert's for, or a very specialized type. So here was Mr. Big Picture, who is lionized in Western media. And he didn't show up. And I would say to him, I say to our listeners, the reason Philip Gurevich didn't show up was he knew he could not take examination. He's one of those guys who has a privileged platform. He's at the New Yorker and he writes like New Yorker writers like write, which is, you know, kind of a certain supple prose and a certain off the point side remark and acuteness in language. But he's a hard nosed character and he's thrown Paul under the bus because he's very close to the State Department and they want to remain tight with Kagame. So anyway, that is the news on Paul Rusesabagina. He has done the right thing by saying he demands his go be treated as a Belgian citizen who was illegally brought to Rwanda. And we're glad he did that. This is the Taylor Report. We're going to take a brief break and be back with Phil Conan and other matters.